Ever trip on like a totally busted sidewalk? And you think, man, someone could really eat it here.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a whole bunch of laws about that, about those moments.
Right.
Personal injury, and that's what we're diving into today.
Into the deep end.
This was surprisingly relevant, by the way. We've got some excerpts from this guide by Ilya Law. They're an Arizona firm that lays out all the basics.
It's funny, most people, they don't even realize they need this information until, bam,
Totally.
they're in it.
Right. You're knee-deep in a situation. Right.
Exactly.
So whether you're just trying to like brush up on your rights, you're curious about, how the legal system works, or you just want to be prepared if something crazy happens, this one's for you.
Be prepared.
Let's do it. First things first, when we say personal injury law, what are we actually talking about?
Okay, so simply put, it's about making things right.
Okay.
Financially, after an accident that wasn't your bad,
Right.
it's part of this thing called tort law, which is all about civil wrongs,
Yeah.
not criminal. So think like compensation, not jail time.
Got it.
Right. So we're talking medical bills, lost wages from missing work, even pain and suffering, all that.
Okay, so it's less about punishment, more about making the injured person whole again.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. And here's the interesting part. A lot of personal injury law, it's based on cases that came before. It's not just some like fixed set of rules. It actually changes and evolves based on what's happened before. Precedent, they call it.
Oh, interesting. So every lawsuit, every settlement, it all adds to this like legal knowledge bank.
It all gets added to the pile.
That's kind of cool.
It is. Yeah, that means this system is always, trying to keep up with what's happening in the real world.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So let's say, knock on wood, I'm in an accident. Who are all the people involved? Like, who am I dealing with?
All right, so you've got you, the accident victim, the one who got hurt.
Yeah.
In legal terms, you're the plaintiff.
The plaintiff.
Exactly. Then there's the other guy, the one who you believe, caused your injury, and they are the defendant. This is where it gets interesting. Often, it's not just you and them. There's also
Dun, dun, dun.
insurance companies. They get involved.
Wow, right. The insurance companies. Always lurking. I'm guessing they don't exactly make things easy.
Let's just say they have their own lawyers, their own interests. That's why it's so important to have a good personal injury attorney on your side. Someone who knows the ins and outs, can handle the insurance claims, all that. You're not just dealing with big legal words, it's strategy, They're trying to minimize what they have to pay out.
Oh, wow. So it's like a game of chess.
A little bit.
And you want your attorney to be the grandmaster.
Exactly.
Got it.
And to win that game, you need a strong case.
Okay, so let's say we're calling up our legal grandmaster, right?
Yeah.
What are they actually doing? What goes into building a good personal injury case?
Well, you got to start with the heart of it, and that's proving negligence.
Negligence.
You have to show that the other person, the defendant, they messed up somehow. That they didn't act in a way that a normal, reasonable person would in that situation.
So it's not enough to just like trip and fall. It has to be that someone else like didn't put a sign up or something.
Right, exactly. They had to have done something or not done something that a reasonable person would have. Everyone has a duty to be careful, to try not to hurt other people.
Right, of course.
And when they breach that duty, meaning they don't act reasonably,
Yeah.
and that causes you harm, that's negligence.
Okay, I get it. So how do they decide what's reasonable? That seems kind of vague.
It is a bit tricky. Courts usually look at what they call the reasonable person standard. Like, what would a regular, sensible person have done in the same situation?
Okay, so it's like comparing the defendant to like an imaginary average Joe.
Yeah, kind of. It's about figuring out what a normal level of care would be in that specific scenario.
So it's not just about the accident itself, but what led up to it? Like, did they create the risky situation in the first place?
Bingo. You got it. And here's something else to think about. How bad your injuries are makes a big difference, too, in terms of how much your case could be worth. The guide mentions damages.
Damages.
Right. And that basically means the money you could get.
Ah, okay, got it. So, like, how much can I sue for?
Well, it gets broken down. There's economic and non-economic damages.
Ooh, two types of damages. Okay, so break it down for me. What's the economic kind?
Those are the ones that are easier to put a number on. Think like medical bills. You got receipts, right?
Oh.
Lost wages because you can't work, stuff you had to pay for because of the injury.
Right. Those are pretty straightforward. So then non-economic damages, those must be the fuzzier ones, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the stuff that's real, but it's hard to put a price tag on. Pain and suffering, emotional distress. like if you're scared to go outside after an accident, things like that. Even like if you can't enjoy your hobbies anymore because of the injury.
I can see how that'd be tough. How do you put a dollar amount on like being afraid to leave your house?
Right. It's tough. That's where lawyers get creative. They might bring in doctors or therapists to talk about how the injury has impacted your life. It can get pretty in-depth.
Wow. So it's like you're telling a story about how this injury has really messed things up, even if you can't see it on an x-ray.
You got it. And it's important, right? Just because it's not a broken bone doesn't mean it's not seriously affecting your life.
Totally. So you've got your lawyers, you're building this case, but there's another thing we need to talk about. The statute of limitations. Statute of limitations? That sounds kind of scary, like a ticking clock.
It kind of is, yeah. Basically, it's the deadline for filing your lawsuit. Like, if you wait too long after you're hurt, you might not be able to sue at all, even if it wasn't your fault.
Oh, no kidding. So, like, if I'm thinking about taking legal action, I gotta act fast. Sure. How much time are we talking here?
That's the thing. It really depends. Depends on what kind of injury, depends on what state it happened in, all sorts of things. Could be 1 year, could be way longer.
Okay, so the clock starts ticking right when the injury happens.
Yep.
And how long it ticks depends on a bunch of different stuff. Man, this is complicated.
It can be. That's why it's always smart to talk to a lawyer ASAP, you know, like right away if you think you might have a case. They can figure out exactly how long you have and make sure you don't miss that deadline.
Got it. Time is of the essence. So let's say we're within the time limit, right? And we've got our case. We know what kind of damages there are. Are we automatically going to court?
Not necessarily. Could go a couple different ways. You could try to work it out directly with the insurance company. That's called settling.
Yeah.
Or you take it to court, which is litigation.
So it's like picking your battles, right? Mm. What are the pluses and minuses of each one?
Well, settling's usually quicker and cheaper. Less hassle, you know? You're just working it out with them directly. But you might not get as much money as you would if you went to court and won.
So it's like a sure thing, but maybe not as much, versus a gamble that could pay off big.
Yeah, kind of like that. Going to court, there's more risk. It takes longer, costs more. But you could get a bigger payout in the end. Really depends on your situation, your priorities, all that.
Man, so much to think about. Is there like a way to know which way most people go?
Actually, the guide mentions that more than 90% of personal injury cases end up settling.
Get out. Really?
Yeah. So even if it seems like it's going to be a whole court battle, most of the time they work it out before it gets to that point.
Huh. Interesting. So maybe just the idea of going to court is enough to make people want to settle.
Could be. Sometimes just having a lawyer in your corner makes the other side more willing to negotiate. Shows you're serious.
That makes sense. Wow, this has been fascinating. I feel like I learned so much about personal injury law today.
That's what we like to hear.
I mean, hopefully I'll never need to use any of it, knock on wood. But hey, life happens, right? It's good to be prepared.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's the whole point, right? Like you said, knowledge is power. Now you know what's what.
Exactly. If anything happens, at least I'll know to call a good lawyer right away. Thanks for walking us through all of this.
Anytime. Happy to help clear things up.
All right, folks, that's a wrap on personal injury law for today. Hopefully your sidewalks are all smooth sailing, but if not, at least you know what to do. Thanks for diving deep with us, and we'll catch you next time.